Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. We are live here opening nights at Little Caesars Arena as the Pistons welcome in the Brooklyn Nets. Now, we are going to get to this Pistons question really quick, Woj.
What?
I got to ask you something,
what?
Okay? Is it unprofessional of me right now
to
not have my dress shoes on while we're doing this remote?
Yes, because you're wearing my shoes are too tight.
Well, okay, I just got a new pair of dress shoes earlier today. I need them for this weekend. I'm in a wedding, ironically enough, during Michigan State.
Almighty.
And I've only done a little bit of walking back and forth from the parking lot and then up here, and I already have a blister for me.
Maybe
already.
Maybe you shouldn't have bought the high heels. Did you ever think of that?
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
Wait,
are these a women's seven? I had no idea.
You do. You probably have like 5.5.
Well, dainty little toes.
Dainty little toes. No, let me say one thing out of the way.
Okay,
right?
Great.
It has
nothing
to do with my shoes or your heels.
Do my feet smell?
No, okay. No, I'm not even checking.
Okay, yeah.
But real quick, it is opening night, right? All right.
It's hard to tell.
Happy New Year! Technically, it is a new NBA year, and I want to wish everyone a happy new year. Everybody starts fresh. Every team in the NBA has the exact same chance of winning the title. Today. Starting today.
Okay. Well, I want to get to a serious question.
No, I know you do, but real quick, I want to see, because NBA does start.
Okay.
Because the Pistons, of course, are about 20th or 19th in the odds to win the title. All right. Give me in order the top five teams' odds to win the title, 1 through 5, and we'll find out if little Mr. NBA snob can do it. All right. Start with number one.
Clearly the Warriors.
Warriors
are number one.
Best odds.
Rockets are two.
No, the Rockets are
Celtics
not two.
Are two.
Celtics are two.
Rockets are three then.
Rockets are three.
Okay.
Four.
They didn't slide the Lakers into the top five, did they?
Four.
Are they? My gosh.
That's ridiculous.
That is a little bit ridiculous. Beyond that?
Five you're not going to get.
The Raptors?
Yes.
Oh, see, come on. Try to test me, the NBA guy. Give me a break.
Okay, six.
The Thunder?
No, they're seven. The Sixers are six.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well,
they
got to
even it out with the East.
See?
I try. Thank you.
You people out there that think Bogey doesn't know crap about basketball, I think he just proved otherwise.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
I'll get you all in line. And by the way, I am irrationally – what?
But Woj, where are the Pistons? I don't hear them in the top five.
Yeah. No. I had them up here. They're like 19th or 20th.
Oh, man.
I'll also say this. I'm irrationally excited for Suns-Mavs tonight. DeAndre Ayton and Luka Doncic. Making their debuts, but that's a 10:30 tip. We got a game here in downtown Detroit. And honestly, I did Pistons Weekly last night, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I had one caller at the very end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think his name was Ron or Rich. I can't remember which one. It started with an R. He called up and he bogey. I just got to say, man, you know, all you guys on the radio and people in town, you know, you talk about these other teams, like the Tigers. They're rebuilding. They have no shot. The Red Wings, they're rebuilding. They have no shot. The Lions, they're not going to the playoffs at all either. And he goes, hey, you guys seem to lump the Pistons in with those other three teams.
Yeah, we do kind of, yeah.
Why is that? Because according to the caller last night, he goes, hey, The Pistons are the only team in the city that actually have a shot to make the playoffs and will make the playoffs.
They do have a shot. I think they're right on the cusp, right? Isn't there over under like 38,
38 and a half. They need to be over that by a few games if they're going to actually be in the playoff picture. But I am curious because, like, I mean, I think you kind of know how I feel about it. I'm pretty sure we understand how you feel about it.
You have home court advantage. Yeah,
obviously, yeah. I mean, they could win the East, clearly.
No. By the way, they're 21st, I counted up.
Great, so you're telling me there's a chance.
Well, that's not the worst.
But in reality, are we, should it be a little bit more of a priority to show interest in the Pistons, given what we're seeing with the other three teams? Because the other three teams have no shot at the playoffs. The Pistons legitimately can make the playoffs, and if they're healthy, they absolutely should make the playoffs, even though this is a very square peg, very round hole, you know, type of deal going on with this team.
So in other words,
are we being unfair?
That fan was saying to you, and I actually understand what the fan was saying, listen, all you do is bitch about how everybody's rebuilding and no one can make the playoffs, and here's the one team that could make the playoffs, and you still won't stop bitching. 248-539-9797. The ticket text is the 97136. Is that valid? Or are you one, like I think Bogey is, that says, it doesn't matter, they're not going to win anything anyhow. I think normally it doesn't matter if you're going to be an 8 or a 7 seed or a 6 seed. But in this climate in Detroit right now with the teams down, with people starving for anything interesting, dare you forget last year after the Blake Griffin trade when they went, what, 5-0?
Against nobody and five teams on a back-to-back on the road.
Whoa, go on, sure. Don't lie. You were just as excited. You were.
I was forcing the excitement.
No, you were not.
Yes, because you want to give a new thing a shot. I didn't want to immediately shoot it down.
No, you were bouncing around like a little schoolgirl.
Because for the first time all year, being here, doing, you know, the Piston stuff, they gave me something to watch for a very small period of time.
There you go.
That didn't mean that I bought they were going to be a legitimate team.
No.
That's all.
I didn't say that. I said you were excited to see something, and they were 5-0.
For a second.
Well, of course, and then nobody was healthy the rest of the way. So I do believe there is a segment of the audience out there that's like, you know what? I mean, who knows? They might completely suck. But I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot for a while because what else do I have? I believe that is a mentality. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136.
See, I disagree. That's like
you're not allowed to.
That's like settling. You know, in the dating world, you know, where, sure, you know, you meet someone.
I guess you would know about
that. She's nice, you know, she's okay. And, you know, maybe you feel like, well, you know, that's the best that I can possibly do. And you end up settling. You don't want to settle in life, whether it be dating, whether it be, you know, your career, whatever it is.
You're misconstruing. You're misconstruing.
No, I'm not. I don't want to settle just because we have nothing else.
No. It's not settling. When, say, you're an average female comes up. Somebody wouldn't. But
just
there's nobody else around.
Yeah.
That's it. Are you. Okay, come on, honey. Let's go out. Yes, yes.
No.
You don't have to.
You take your chances hoping that something else better comes along.
No, because you know nothing else is for a whole year, at least. You know. You just said it. So, no. So, you're going to sit there at home by yourself the entire season because you won't dance with the Pistons.
Yeah. Because I know what this is.
That's a loser's
mentality. Look, I've said this team probably is making the playoffs, but do you think most people are going to be entertained by the same roster coming back but with a new coach? I mean, this is a roster that doesn't have a whole lot of shooters on it at a time when the NBA prioritizes shooting more than anything.
I've heard you say that 8 trillion
times. 4 out
times.
Of 5 starters for the Pistons.
Oh, my God.
Career under 34% three-point shooters.
We know all that.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm just saying
it's not going to be great or fun to watch.
It's more than you got all giddy about watching the Wings, who might not win a game all year.
You know what I do?
You got all giddy about watching the Tigers, who almost didn't win a game all year.
So you're looking at it.
And now when you have a chance to see it, team that maybe is a playoff on the fringe.
Yeah, but not interesting or entertaining.
And the Tigers and Red Wings.
No. But you're only looking at the prism in Detroit. I go elsewhere. I'm watching Mavs Suns tonight at 10:30. Last night it was Celtics Sixers.
You're unusual in that regard.
We're talking to national things because you know what? It's a heck of a lot better than the products we're seeing here in Detroit.
We're talking about Detroit fans.
That may well be. I'm just speaking for my own.
Oh, God,
you know,
almighty.
Year that I'll be watching NBA basketball.
Oh,
that's all.
Jeez.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. At the very least, I think we can take the temperature of Pistons fans here. Are there people that are kind of like the caller I had last night on Pistons Weekly that go, you know what? The Wings, they're rebuilding. The Tigers are rebuilding. The Lions aren't making the playoffs. Pistons are the only team with a shot to make the playoffs.
Lions are out of it, by the way.
Shouldn't people be a little bit more interested in this team? Is that something you're subscribing to, as you like to call it? It's a new year for Pistons basketball.
Happy New Year, by the way.
Here at Little Caesars Arena. We'll get to some of your feedback coming up. Bogey and Wojo live in downtown Detroit, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.